Yeah, I mean, he's a diligent worker. It's a brand new game plan this week. We're on normal downs today, and really with the week, it's a challenge just, from a lot of aspects, but really from the practice schedule standpoint, we're a day less of practice, so there's going to have to be a lot of communication within the next really 48 hours with Case and I, just, making sure we're on the same page with third down and into red area, which, those are the most important parts of the game. Not that they all are important, but, especially the red area where we struggled last week.
So much has been made about how y'all handled the game plan with him last week. Because he's been here now another week under you, can you expand it that much more in terms of what you want to do, in terms of the quality, quantity of plays, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think each week's different. So we're going to try to look at, our previous game, look at last week, look at how he's progressed this week, and then just kind of make those decisions as we get to the end of the week.
What did you like best about his performance on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Well, he had good command of the huddle. I mean, we're asking him a lot of things to do with maybe some checks that, just coming back from being away for so long, it was really refreshing to see how quickly he grasped it. And, there were some things that we were able to expand with him. So, another week will be a little bit better, and then we'll see how that goes at the end of the week.
I know y'all thought a lot of him, but did he do more on Sunday than you even expected going in?
I mean, our expectations within every play, I think Case's are too, are to put his best foot forward there and to make it a productive play. I mean, we're out there to gain yardage, and we're out there to score points, and I think if we don't do that, then it's not really effective, and I think that's the way we all look at it.
So communication in the next 48 hours, you're not giving him Christmas out?
Well, I mean, I think that we have a meeting at the end of the week, so to say, to be tested on a lot of things, and I think a lot of people will be watching, so we want to make sure we're prepared.
You had to pick one thing that you want to see him improve on this week, what would it be?
Well, there were a couple of things that we thought were short intermediate passes that I think if Case talked to you too, he'd tell you that, he probably should have completed those. I think he had good control at the line of scrimmage, did some good things in the first drive, really, for not being out there as a starter in quite some time. But I think there's a couple of throws that he'd like to have back, and, that's what we worked on today.
Is Arian still lobbying to be quarterback?
Yeah, Arian's lobbied every day to be quarterback.
What'd you think of how he did?
I mean, he threw one pass and completed it for a touchdown. I think that's what he wanted. So probably wanted another 10 more passes too.
When did you realize that he could throw like that?
Arian will tell you what he can do, and I think we took notice of it. And it was a phenomenal throw, and it was a great catch, and it was really a great play.
What'd you say now? You said that now that he's thrown that one touchdown pass, he'll probably want to throw 10 more.
Yeah, I think that's how Arian is, but that's how a lot of the good ones are too. They want more, and we'll give him as much as he can handle.